that, you know, that brought me back to my days at Tufts. As I've mentioned before, I went to school here a long, long time ago. But anywho, I remember when I was in school, my friends and I used to really be into a lot of this Derek and the Dominoes music and Cream and all that. And this song, Bell Bottom Blues, I love that song so much. I still love the song, but I just remember playing it here at Tufts. And so it's kind of cool. It's like, you know, here I am now at Tufts doing a radio show. Anyway, that was Bell Bottom Blues off of Eric Clapton's album, The Cream of Clapton. All kinds of good stuff on the album, stuff from different periods in his career. And obviously that was a Derek and the Dominoes song, originally on Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs. Great album. And before that, you heard Cab Calloway with Papa's in Bed with His Britches On from his album, Are You Hep to the Jive? Cab Calloway was back in, what decades are we going back to? He was a band leader and he's an incredible. I remember the first time I ever saw or heard him was in a Betty Boop cartoon, the song Minnie the Moocher. It was part of the cartoon. And pretty good stuff. That was a fun song, Papa's in Bed with His Britches On. You don't hear anybody saying britches much these days, do you? Maybe some older folks. Yeah, some old guys might say, call their pants their britches, huh? Anyway, it's about, my show's just about to end now. Next DJ's not here yet. I'm not sure when he's coming in. I hope it's soon. I'm tempted to just stay here and keep on playing stuff, but I really can't do that. I got other things I've got to do today. But and the guy may be coming in any time now. So, as I said, my name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar. I'll be back here again next Monday at 2 p.m. from 2 to 4. And some of you know I also do a show on WCAC Tuesday nights from 6 to 8. Excuse me. And on markskinradio.com on Thursday nights from 10 to midnight. So I hope you catch some of my shows and can catch the rest of some more of WMFO's. I'm thinking the next DJ should probably be in soon, and we'll have some music in the meantime anyway. So then I hope you're back for my show next time. In the meantime, keep on rocking and keep your ears open for good music that's under the radar. And yes, I better mention again, I think I mentioned it, but in case I didn't, this is WMFO in Medford, Mass, 91.5 on your dial, and also online. Later. Guess you better get up and go. Baby, pack a bag.
we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
41, 31? I mean, 13?
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Garden Street?
Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
Boys and girls, your attention, please. Presenting a new exciting radio program featuring the thrilling adventures of an amazing and incredible personality.
Dedicate one to the ladies. Summertime sip, babe, need something to keep you cool. Ah, now summertime sip, babe, need something to keep you cool. Better look out now, though, Dave's got something for you. Tell you what it is, I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. Oh my, my, I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on a second, baby. I gotta put my banana Dixie cups, all flavors and push-ups too. I'm your ice cream man, baby. Stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on one more. Well, I'm usually passing by just about 11 o'clock. I never stop, I'm usually passing by just around 11 o'clock. And if you let me cool you one time, you'll be my regular stop. All right, boys.
It's Chris Earle once again with you. It's a special edition of Time Travel with Chris Earle, taking over for the Big 80s this week. It is the most patriotic show ever. Let's try that again. It is the most patriotic show ever today on Time Travel with Chris Earl. Here with you until 6 p.m. If you want to make a patriotic request, call on in 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. I hope you're enjoying your summer.
Thank you. the White House presents Songs of a Patriot. President Donald J. Trump sings American classics like My Country, Tis of Thee.
My country is a tree, sweet hand of Mr. T of me, la, la.
America, the beautiful.
Oh, beautiful for spaceship guys. Great.
The football song.
And the rocket man's glare. Not much thirsty in here. Came through in the night. Fly, 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 shine.
And the spiritual classic, Amazing Grace.
Sister Christian, oh, the time has come. And you know that you're the only one to say Amazing Grace.
Plus many more. Gandalf flag, proud la 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 American. Ankles away, battle bots of the Republican. Stars and Streisand forever. That one by Bruce Springsteen, the Dukes of Hazzard theme song. Grandma got run over by a rainbow. The nationwide insurance jingle. And Wang Dang Sweet Moon Symphony from Mama. Songs of a Patriot, available wherever truck nuts are sold.
Sunshine, wake up, sleepy head. Why'd we move that bojangle clock so far away from the bed? Just one more minute, that's why we moved it. One more hug or two. Do you love waking up next to me as much as I love waking up next to you? I'll make the bed. I'll fix your lunch and you fix mine. Now tell me the truth. Do these old shoes look funny? Honey, it's almost nine. Now you be careful, gotta go. I love you, have a beautiful day. And kiss the happiest girl in the whole USA.
Bye. flag waving patriotic, nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough riding, fighting Yankee man. I love mom and apple pie and the freedoms that we all enjoy across this beautiful land. I worked hard and I'd fight hard for the old red, white and blue, and I'll die a whole lot harder if it comes to where I have to. I'm a flag-waving patriotic, nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. And when I see old glory waving, I think of all the brave men who have fought and died for what is right and wrong. And when I see old glory burning, my blood begins to churning, and I could do some fighting of my own. I don't believe in violence, I'm a God-fearing man, but I'd stand up for my country just as long as I could stand. 'Cause I'm a flag-waving patriotic, nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. Flag-waving patriotic, nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. And I enjoy the liberty of being what I want to be and achieving any goal that I can. I was taught to turn the other cheek, but Teddy used to say, walk soft and pack a big stick, but never walk away. And I'm a flag-waving patriotic, nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man. And when I see old glory waving, I think of all the brave men that have fought and died for what is right and wrong. And when I see old glory burning, my blood begins to churn, and I could do some fighting of my own. 'Cause I love all my brothers and we're proud of our birth. We've got the greatest country here on God's green earth. And I'm a flag-waving patriotic, nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man.
USA, do you know about the government? Can you tell me about the Constitution? Hey, learn about the USA. In 1787, I'm told, our founding fathers did agree to write a list of principles for keeping people free. The USA was just starting out, a whole brand new country, and so our people spelled it out, the things that we should be. And they put those principles down on paper and called it the Constitution, and it's been helping us run our country ever since then. The first part of the Constitution is called the Preamble and tells what those founding fathers set out to do.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare at hand, secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain for the United States of America. In 1787,
our founding fathers all sat down and wrote a list of principles that's known the world around. The USA was just starting out, a whole brand new country, and so our people spelled it out. They wanted a land of liberty. And the preamble goes like this.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Do
away. town. I've been dying in a small town, oh, small communities. All my friends are in a small town. My parents live in the same small town.
Grows bigger.
Your mind must flower.
It's great to learn.
Cause knowledge is power.
In Schoolhouse Rockin', a chip off the block of your favorite Schoolhouse.
That really show, oh yeah.
We declared our liberty 200 years ago.
Yeah.
In 1776,
fireworks.
There were fireworks too.
Red, white, and blue.
The original colonists, you know their tempers blew. Like Thomas Paine once wrote, it's only common sense. That if a government won't give you your basic rights, you better get another government. And though some people tried to fight it, well, a committee was formed to write it. Benjamin Franklin, Philip Livingston, John Adams, Roger Sherman, Thomas Jefferson, they got it done. It's the Declaration, the Declaration of Independence in 1776. Continental Congress said that we were free. Said we had the right of life and liberty. And the pursuit.
pursuit of happiness. When England heard the news, they blew their stack. But the colonists lit the fuse. There'd be no turning back. They'd had enough of injustice now. But even if it really hurts, oh yeah, if you don't give us our freedom now, you're gonna see some fireworks. And on the 4th of July they signed it, and 56 names underlined it. And now to honor those first 13 states, we turn the sky into a birthday cake. They got it done. Declaration, the Declaration of Independence. In 1776, Continental Congress said that we were free. Said we had the right of life and liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
We hold these truths to be self-evident,
that all men are created equal,
that they are endowed by their Creator
with certain unalienable rights,
that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
And if there's one thing that makes me happy, then you know that it's there's gonna be fireworks.
Nothing like the face of a kid eating a Hershey bar. There's nothing like it you'll ever see. A face as happy as it can be. There's nothing like the face of a kid when he's munching on the greatest taste around. Hershey, the great American chocolate bar. There's nothing like the face of a kid when he's munching on the greatest taste around. Hershey, the great American chocolate bar.
Shout, cows are marching all about.
darkness. Sweet King Martin, sweet Queen Coretta, sweet Brother Malcolm, sweet Queen Betty, sweet Mother Mary, sweet Father Joseph, sweet Jesus. We made it in America.
Niggas hustle every day for a beat from Ye. What I do? Turn around, get them beats to Jay. And I'm rapping on the beats they was supposed to buy. I guess I'm getting high on my own supply. Downtown mixing fabrics, trying to find the magic. Started a little blog just to get some traffic. Old folks will tell you not to play in traffic. A million hits and the web crashes. Damn, South Park had them all laughing. Now all my niggas designing and we all swagging. Ignore the critics just to say we did it. This ain't no fashion show, mother. We live it.
King Martin, sweet Queen Coretta, sweet Brother Malcolm, sweet Queen Betty, sweet Mother Mary, sweet Father Joseph, sweet Jesus. We made it in America.
Allegiance to my grandma for that banana pudding, our piece of Americana. Our apple pie was supplied through Arm and Hammer, straight out the kitchen. Shh, don't wake Nana. Build the republic that still stands. I'm trying to lead a nation, the leader, my little mans. On my daughter, so I'm boiling this water. The scales was lopsided, I'm just restoring order. Hold up, here comes grandma. What's up, yaya? What's that smell? Oh, I'm just boiling some agua. No papa. Bad Santa, the streets raised me, part in my bad manners. I got my liberty, chopping grams up. Street justice, I pray God understand us. I pledge allegiance to all the scramblers. This is the Star Spangled Banner.
Sweet King Martin, sweet Queen Coretta, sweet Brother Malcolm, sweet Queen Betty, sweet Mother Mary, Father Joseph, sweet Jesus. We made it in America. Sweet baby Jesus. Ooh, oh, sweet baby Jesus. We made it in America. Sweet baby Jesus. Ooh, oh, sweet baby Jesus. We made it in America. Sweet baby Jesus.
a little light today. In the eye of the storm, in the eye of the storm. Home to a new and a shiny place. Make our bed and we'll say our grace. Freedom's light burning warm. Freedom's light burning warm. Everywhere around the world, they come into America. Every time that flag's unfurled, they come into America. Got a dream to take them there. They come into America. Got a dream they come to share.
Thank you. We're back, and now we come to the all-important part of our competition here in the Miss America pageant 1973. As you know, each girl, from Miss Alabama right on down through Miss Wyoming, will have to answer a series of short questions for our viewers and for the judges. Of course, each of the girls' answers will be judged according to the size of their breasts. And here comes our first contestant now, Miss Indiana, Sophie Pauls. Sophie, how do you feel?
Oh, I'm very excited.
Just kidding, Sophie. Now let's get down to the first question. I want you to listen closely and think carefully. Are you ready? Okay. Who was buried in Grant's tomb?
Oh.
That was just to loosen you up, Sophie. We just wanted you to feel a little more at ease here. I could tell you were a little nervous, and of course, that's an old joke. Of course, Grant was buried in Grant's tomb. So let's go on to the first of our important questions, Sophie. We want you to answer with grace and with poise and with dignity, if you please, by simply raising your skirt. Just kidding again, Sophie, trying to get you more at ease. Now, Sophie, here's the question. A man with three oranges walks up to a man with two apples. He pulls out of his hat one orange and throws it at the car next door. The man with the two apples looks back at the man with the two oranges now and says, "Where is your orange?" The man who once had three oranges says,
"I don't know."
I don't know. Very good, Mary Ellen. We're very happy to have had you here, and we'll see you after the show. Now let's move on to our next contestant from Puerto Rico, Mrs. Carla Calla. And isn't she a lovely, dark young lady? Carla, how do you feel tonight?
Oh, I feel very wonderful tonight.
Well, Carla, you look just...